Yo, what is going on with all my dudes and dudettes? What it do be doing these streets? And welcome back to Kyle Talks, where I'm Kyle, and we talk. How y'all doing? Even though you've been hearing episodes from me, I haven't recorded in like 2-3 weeks, so this is good for me, because I'm finally talking to you guys. I've been going crazy. I missed you guys. And also, you guys popped off. So last week I didn't have any episodes up at all, and I feel convicted in saying this because it's obviously proven something's working. I didn't have any episodes last week at all, and I got over 200 downloads. That is crazy. Last week, if you missed it, I do share these on my Instagram, so please check out my Instagram. I share all this stuff, but guys, you showed up for a week without episodes. And that is a fantastic thing, and also makes me feel bad because I left money on the table last week. And thank you guys. Thank you for listening to a half black ginger guy talk about his life from the Kyle Talk studio in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And you guys just listen to me. And I thank you guys so much. We're not no Joe Rogan or anything close to that, but we got people who listen. People who care. We got some amazing people here. And I just want to say thank you. I also want to show you love because, you know, I am Kyle from Kyle Talk. You know, I just, you know, like me showing love to you is pretty cool. Like, I don't know. That was a joke. Please don't take that seriously. But thank you guys for real. For real. Thank you guys for all the love. Thank you for showing up. And I'm glad to be back. And we're in high gear. And I don't even feel motivation. I feel discipline. And what do I mean by that? I'm talking about the podcast now. That's what I've always been talking about. But when I see those kind of numbers, specifically it was like 170 something, so I rounded a little bit, if I'm being honest with you. But like, it's crazy that I have the, like, bro, I'm telling you guys, the other week I also shared this, it was like 140 downloads. Bro, what is y'all doing? That has to be new people, right? Coming in, like, I mean, that number may be like super unimportant for a lot of big people, and that is cool. But for me, that's a big number. That's a lot of downloads and people listening. And the reason why I'm talking about I'm feeling disciplined is because when I see stuff like that, and I know I haven't been doing the two episodes. Well, I was traveling, right? I went to Indiana, then I went to Fresno, and my car almost died. We'll get into that. But it's crazy when I don't put out content and I still see a lot of people downloading. And it's motivation, and I think football kind of changed this, like how I think about things. Because football, it's not about motivation. You don't feel like mom feel every day. It's more discipline. Like, I'm going to go do it, and I'm going to reap my rewards kind of thing. So I think I kind of, the first time in a while, I felt that. But, like, I felt that, like, man, Kyle, like, you got to be disciplined, man. You could be leaving money on the table because you got people coming to listen. You didn't even post nothing that week. So I was like, it made me feel bad, which is good because you need to feel a little bit bad about yourself. I think that is like core in personal growth. And anyone who tells you differently, they're lying to you. They just want to make it sound good. I'm going to tell you from, you know, ex D1 athlete, you know, had the offer of scholarship, you know what I mean? Wow, I'm being really, I'm being very humble today. And by humble, I mean not at all. It's all jokes. Anyways, people who try to tell you, like, what was I talking about? I just start saying stuff. Feeling bad about yourself. You have to feel bad about yourself a little bit. Like, that's very good for you. Like, of course, you don't want to be, like, you want to unalive yourself or something. Like, then, like, we can talk about it. But it's good. Like, oh, they're doing better than me. I could do doing better. Maybe I haven't been doing as well. That's good for you. And so that's what I'm feeling right now. Like, dude, Kyle, you're leaving so much money on the table. Like, you better kick it into gear. And I felt bad about myself, which is good. And it's a very good thing. And I had, you know, let me just give him a quick shout out. Ernie, shout out Ernie. That boy had a little talk with me. He's one of my very good friends. Love you, brother. He was talking to me and pretty much knocked some sense into me. He was being real cool with me. So I appreciate you, brother. I have a good opportunity here and I can't squabble it away with the little people I have. A lot of people would fight to get 100 something downloads, and I'm very grateful. So anyways, I just want to show you guys love. Thank you so much for showing love to a brother and his wife, listening to them talk about podcasting, society, business, culture, life, being married, it's thank you guys so much. It's such a blessing, and I do not take it for granted in the slightest. So enough about me. How are you guys doing? How are you doing? How's your kids? How's the wife, homie? How's the hubby? Oh, he got the promotion? Sheesh. Nice, nice. So good. You guys look great, by the way. Also, if this is your first time here, that was a very long intro. You picked a great episode to come back. If this is your first time here, I am Kyle, and you're currently listening to Kyle Talks, a place where we focus on society, business, and culture, but most of all, we focus on community, people. There's people out here. Let me drop you a crazy statistic. Over people my age, so 18 to 30 something, I'm 26, over 18, they have less than 3 meaningful in-person interactions with people. That means they don't get a lot of love. They don't get to interact with people. And although we can't meet in person over a podcast, we can talk to each other and have a meaningful interaction that way. This podcast is built on community, loving people. I don't care if we look, vote, talk, speak, stink, shower, breathe, eat. Hey, I must go there. Poop the same. If we don't look the same, none of those things. We chill with each other. We vibe. We have the most love. Big love. I used to be an RA. Fun fact about me. I used to be an RA, and my main like quote, my catchphrase was big love. It's all it is, man. Big love. Just be loving to people. Like, no, the world already got people being mad at each other. They already hate them. Let them handle that over there. Over here, we don't do none of that. So thank you for tuning into Kyle Talks. This is your first time. If you are a returner, you already know how much I love you. I love you a little extra for all the support you guys have shown recently. Thank you so much. And with that in mind, this episode is going to be good because you might be listening to this on YouTube right now. And if you're not, we are on YouTube. This is the very first one I'm going to get into. I was having a conversation with some of my friends. I haven't ran this by my producer yet. And the producer, for all you who don't know, it's Rio. Sorry, Rio. You'll find out before this episode comes out. But yeah, we're on YouTube. No pictures yet. I'm just getting into it. And the reason why I do pictures, because, you know, the Kyle Talk studio is pretty small. The space isn't good enough yet to have like a video where we can talk, unless you guys like that. Let me know in the comments or DM me, text me, whatever. Let me know. Spotify has comments now in episodes. You know that? Leave a comment. Let me know what you think. Would you like a video of me, even if it's trash? I mean, I wouldn't want to put it out, but maybe that's something we might do. But these full audio lists will be on podcast, will be on YouTube now going forward. Not too sure about, I'll probably find economies too, to be honest. But the goal is to start expanding because we're starting to move some paper around here. Like when people get to the streets of LA, they're like, hey, bro, you mess with Kyle Talks? They're like, hey, of course, why not? And hey, I don't make these rules. I'm not just telling you, this is stuff I hear from the streets, bro. They talk to me. I got birds. Look, I know you didn't think I move like that, but I do. So all I'm saying is, this is the first step. I'm just excited to talk to you guys. I don't know. I've never talked like this before. This is crazy. Moving forward, this is how we're going to do. It will just probably be audio for a little bit until I get new things figured out, my new job, which we'll talk about that too pretty soon here. But yeah, we're starting to make moves here. I want to start putting more and more effort into this and start growing this thing. So I think I have something here. And I've noticed that a lot of people, they get something going and then we're seeing the most minute success and they give up. And there's success right on the other side of that. And I think for me, after talking to some people, let me talk to some family members when I went back to Fresno, they're like, dude, we enjoy your podcast. I met up with some old homies when I was back in Fresno. Like, people telling me like, hey, bro, like, you're doing good. And I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. And it just makes me realize look, I just want to give a shout out. You guys may not, I talked about this person a little bit. I'm just going to say it. my best friend, Joseph Anderson, that boy has been listening since the beginning. And I didn't know he was listening, actually. And he called me and said he was making him and his coworker listen to me. This was like when it, I don't know, this is like a year and a half ago. Me and that man been blood brothers since kindergarten, bro. We've been knowing each other since we were born, but y'all don't even on that kind of energy. So it's like hearing people who have like messed with me for this long, not just family and friends like Joseph and my wife and all these other people, but having people who, like, I don't know hit me up on Instagram and, like, ask me questions. Having my homeboy from the Netherlands. Like, bro, like, he's told me multiple times he doesn't want me to say his name or nothing. I respect that. But it's like, homie from the Netherlands holding it down in the Netherlands, bro. So it's like, when I come over there, I'm for sure linking up with you, bro. And we're, so it's just like, we're taking big steps, folks. We're taking big steps. So this is, like the video, please subscribe. Turn on the little notification bell. If you're listening to this on YouTube, that way you can get more of this content. Or if you're listening on the audio waves, thank you so much for continuing. I like audio for me, so it's a little easier, but a lot of people are on YouTube, so why not put it on YouTube? So there's that. That's the first step. The second big step is we are working on a new logo. We're getting a new logo going, and I'm very excited to get this new logo going with you guys. It's going to look smooth. It's going to look really clean. It has a comic book feel to it. You know, my best friend, my producer, Rio, he's been working like crazy on it. He's actually a very talented graphic design person. This man cooks. If you think you've met a man who cooks, then you have not met Rio Lopez. This man cooks. So I'm really excited for the new logo. It's going to look really good. I want to get it out probably in the next few months here as fast as we can. Because, you know, me and we are working men. We have to provide for our wives. But this is something I'm excited for you guys to really participate in and be a part of. And I'm excited for that. What's next? Guys, what is next for the podcast? Everything. And I'm so grateful for you guys to be a part of it, to be with me a part of this. And honestly, I'm very excited to get going with you guys. So that's as far as podcast goes. Let me jump into, so that's everything new for the podcast. Thank you guys so much for the love. Let's jump into like the meat of the episode. Look, this is probably just going to be I don't even know what this is going to be. This is just going to be me talking to you guys. And honestly, like, God's good. That's all I'm going to say. So we went to Indiana. Mind you, I don't have a job. I think I kind of told you guys I was in between jobs for a little bit. It is what it is in the startup world. I left my old company actually very happy. I have nothing but love and respect for those guys and would definitely love to come back down the road. I'm so thankful for that startup team. Those people are amazing. I love all of them. Shout out Kunal. Shout out Ali. You guys are awesome. Really thank you so much. You guys are top 10 out of 10 people. So that's out there, right? I was in between jobs. We go to Indiana. I'm doing all these interviews, bros. Like I'm doing all these interviews in Indiana. Indiana's cool, but they got no backyard out there. There's no backyards. Have I talked about this before? But the weather is nice though. And you know what? You know what? This is crazy. I'm gonna go on a rant here. You know what's crazy? People always like, I get why California, people like California so much outside of the craze, how expensive it is. The weather is like perma nice in California. For the boomers who don't follow what I said, it's always nice in California. And from if you're from California and you've never really visited anywhere, like I did while I was growing up, I never visited anywhere else really. Like, I never went out of California really at all growing up until I hit, like, 18, start traveling, you know, football and then youth group stuff and then life, traveling, visiting family, visiting. I went to Florida. So, like, before I became an adult, before my adult life, I was always in California. And you don't realize how nice the weather is 24/7 in California. Like, we talking about it gets cold here. It gets, like, 60-something. Bro, that's warm out in the Great White East Coast or the Great White Midwest. And I mean Great White because it snows. That's what I mean. Don't make it weird. I'm saying Great White because it snows over there. That's why I'm saying that. So, I don't know if I've talked to you guys about it, but I was like, for me, I mean, me personally, I like the seasons. I think they're enjoyable. I like dealing with them. I didn't realize how good we had it in California, bro. When it gets cold, it's like, oh, bro, it's 60. Sheesh, it's 57. Put on the sweater, bro. Put on the sweater. It's like, it doesn't really get that. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't really get that cold. But when you go to like Indiana, or I've been to New York now, and New Jersey, and Florida, and Tennessee, it gets cold. It's get cold. And you got, I'm telling you, you have to get like I'm not even talking about a sweater. I'm talking about a coat. Like a coat. If you get what I'm saying. Not a coat. A coat. You got to put that bad boy on. And you can't wear slips either, because you're going to be slipping. Kyle, you smooth with it. And sliding everywhere when you're out in these places like that. Like, it's not possible. So we went, and the weather was beautiful. It was great weather. It was kind of like California weather a little bit when we went. It was also summertime, so obviously there was no snow or nothing like that. But honestly, Indiana summer weather is kind of like California. Like, California gets hotter for sure. That's the thing. California gets hot. In Fresno, my hometown, shout out, born and raised 559, go Dogs. It gets like, bro, okay. I went to Fresno, and the day I got there, 108. I'm like, whew, in SoCal, it gets like max 97, 98. The 10 degrees, you know, anything. Here's the thing in Fresno. This is a saying in Fresno for all you guys who aren't in Fresno. Anything over 100 all feels the same. Like 100, 101, 105, 106, 107, 111. It all starts to feel the same after 100. It's just hot at that point. So I get back, and it's 107. I'm telling y'all, my car almost broke down driving into Fresno. So we got home from Indiana. It was a good time. We took amazing family pictures. If you want to see them, I posted them to my Instagram. So go look at them. They're very good family pictures with my extended family. That's what you call your in-laws, or you call them your extended family? What is that? Like, legally, what's the right term? Is it like, oh, they're my in-laws in my family? Or is it your other family? Or is it your extended family? It's my wife's family, who is my family now too. But we took family photos, and they're really good. Really good. I'm telling y'all, also, Indiana has some great spots to take some photos. Like, because like the mountains and the hills. It's not really mountainous. It's just really nice and lush and green. So there's some really good photo op spots. So we did that. We come home. My wife stays home because she's working. As a bit, you know, get counting bread. I drive to Fresno. And I left my car at my best friend's family's house for a week. They they let me keep it there. So I'm so grateful for them. I love you. It's Rio's parents. Rio's extended family. They let me keep it there, and I was just so grateful. See, guys, me and Rio, we're connected. We're connected like that. You know what I mean? And so they let me keep their car there, and I got it, and it was fine that night. It hasn't been drove in over 10 days, but it was fine that night, like no issues. And if you guys don't know what the Grapevine is in California, it like is the middle ground between Central Valley and Los Angeles. You always have to go through the Grapevine. It's just a big mountainous region where you lose reception all the time. And it's super uphill. Like, you drive uphill. So I drive crazy uphill to get to, and my car's been fine the day before, the night before, it was fine. I'm driving uphill. All of a sudden my car goes, and I am not, you may think I was doing something crazy right there that's not allowed for this site, but I promise you I wasn't. My car started making that exact noise going up the Grapevine, which is like a 90-degree angle. I had to pull that boy over, and my car started overheating quick. I was like, whoa. And then all of a sudden, you hear like, and my car is making that noise. I said, Lord, I'm not going to make it to Fresno. And my car made that noise for the rest of the trip there to Fresno. Also, keep in mind, my AC doesn't work. So I'm going through the mountainous regions where you got mountain lions, you got bears, you got a big lake of body of water. There's probably some sharks in there. I'm going through the trenches, and I'm sweating my butt ticks off. I barely get to Fresno, my car stops. Just randomly, it's And I'm not even kidding to you when I said it sounded like that. So he said, you know what? I got here. I'm probably stuck here in Fresno because my car will never move again. I'm not worried about it, right? I had a good time with family. My sister celebrated her sweet 16, so we did a whole thing for her. We had a whole thing. And by the way, it was 109 at my sister's 16th birthday party. That was not fun, like, whatsoever. It was hot. I'm talking about, we went to go set up for the party. I'm talking to y'all like this. I went to go set up for the party, and my nalgas were dripping after, like, moving one table. I'm talking, it's so hot, you just start drenching sweat from walking around. That's why, if y'all don't know how hot that is, that's how hot it is. It's so hot, where you start to feel, you got shoes on, and it feels like you do, and you feel like you don't. That's the kind of hot I'm talking about. And you know exactly, if you've experienced that, you know exactly what I mean. You're like, dude, I got shoes on? You, like, feel the heat. That's how hot it was. So, we did that. We had our party. It was really good. I got my new job. Hey. I got a new job. I was in Fresno, so that was a big answered prayer. Praise God. All praise to Yahweh. That's what I'm talking about. Big man in the sky. W's in the chat. You know how it goes. And I'm really exuberant in this podcast. I can tell. I'm just really excited to talk to you guys, I think. So he did that, and I'm coming home, and I'm stressed out. Because I know my car's... Let me remind you, if you forgot what the sound sounded like. It sounded like this. That's what it sounded like. So I'm stressed out. I'm like, bro, this car has to drive 4 hours, 4.5 hours to get me home. I have to get home, bro. Like, I told Emily, I said, hey, babe, I'm putting you on notice because I might get stuck in the grapevine. You're going to have to come pick me up. If I do, it just is what it is. You'll have to come pick me up. It's whatever. And, you know, I had my Nana pray for me, pray for my car. I had my youth leader pray for me. I was like, bros, just send me anyone I can get prayer from. Just please pray for me. And figured out what the problem is, by the way, before I left. I have a faulty lifter, and I still haven't gotten fixed yet. I'm going to probably get fixed the next few weeks here, so we'll be good on that end. And Emily has a really nice car, so we're good there. But I was like, Lord, you're going to have to get me home. Like, I said this. And if you're not religious, whatever. Like, for the people who are here, you know that. I don't ever try to pronounce my faith over you or anything like that. Like, I don't care if you're a believer or not. It doesn't matter. It's just me personally. So, anyways, I just want to make that known. I don't want you guys to think I'm trying to put anything on you, because definitely no. So, anyways, I remember telling the Lord. I was like, hey, God, if you can just make sure I get home and then have my car break down, that would be beautiful. Like, I just care about getting home. I have to drive 5 hours. Let me remind you again, with a car that sounds like, that's literally how it sounds. So I turn on the car. Everyone sent me a prayers. I'm not even kidding. Before I left, I packed like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like 7 or 8 water bottles. And I packed like 2 Subway sandwiches and like 5 chips. So I'm like, if I get stuck in the middle of the road, it's 1:10, and I'm going to have to survive somehow. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I'm like, I got 8 water bottles. So if I drink like 1 water bottle every like 50 or so miles, I should be good. I should keep my thirst up. I shouldn't dehydrate. If I eat like half a sandwich every 75 miles, I should have enough sandwich to last me if my car breaks down. I mean, I'm literally playing this out like it's a survival situation. I packed just enough food and water to survive. I'm telling y'all, I'm not kidding. I for sure thought I was breaking down on the side of the road. I am not even kidding you. And I thought that was going to be reality. So I leave. I drive through like the freaking back roads of Central California. I didn't even go down the 99. It took me off to the side. And I'm like in the hoot, like in the re-raw, pawpaw, grandma area of like the Central Valley on the side of the road, dude. I mean, it's crazy. It's hot as balls. Let me remind you, it was 108 leaving that day, and my car AC doesn't like to work sometimes. Fortunately for me, it didn't want to work the first half of the trip where it's the most hottest. So I had to drive with my windows down, speeding when my car goes, and everyone and their mom can hear that noise, by the way. It's very loud. I'm driving down this, like, back roads, grandma, peepaw roads next to the 99, and the sun is blaring on the on my left side because I have the window down. I have air blowing, trying to cool me off. I'm literally breaking the law just so I can be cooled off, and I'm sweating so much. The 2 hours into my drive up to the Grapevine, my shirt was palpably moist. And what I mean by that is, you know how you can't really tell if a black shirt's moist because it covers it? You can tell mine was moist. That's how hot it was. And I had a sunburn on the left side of my body because it was exposed to suns for like 2.5 hours. Now, I get to the Grapevine and I'm clenching my booty. I'm clenching everything because I'm going uphill again. I thought for sure I'm dead. This is it for me. This is all she wrote. Emily's going to have to come pick me up. My car's dying. I somehow, by the grace of God, got up this whole Grapevine Mountain. Now, it wasn't stress-free. I had to pull over like 5 times because my car was overheating. But I got up it. It took a long time, but I got up it. I kept on pulling over, pulling out, pulling over, pulling out, pulling over, pulling out. I don't know how I did it. Only God can explain that for me personally. And I got through the Grapevine. I got through like Santa Clarita, all that LA traffic, and finally got home. And I'm telling you guys, remember when I said I prayed for the Lord just to let me get home so my car can die? I'm not kidding you guys. I pulled up to my park. I told Emily to get out of our parking spot so I could park my car because I don't want to move it. I get to our parking spot. I turned my wheel to pull in my to go in my spot. The second I turned into my parking spot and stepped on the brake, my car said and died. I am not kidding you. It literally died the second I pulled in, and I prayed, just let me get home. And and I got home. That's it. Isn't that crazy? It was stressful the whole time. I think I drank like five. I drank all of the water bottles, by the way, throughout that whole trip. So if I did have to get stuck, I would have been starving to death because I didn't bring any extra water bottles. But I didn't get stuck anyways. And also, remember how hot it was? So I got home. Emily was like, yay, you're home. I was super hot. I'm like swoldering. That's how like hot I am. Emily said, baby, look at your shorts. I looked down at my shorts, and from my waist to halfway down my shorts, it looked like someone took 5 cups of water and put it on my shorts. I didn't even realize it. I mean, I had from my waist down to almost halfway through my thigh, almost to the end of the shorts, about halfway, it was drenched in sweat. And I didn't even realize it. I was fighting for my life trying to get home. And I did get home. Praise God. So that was my trip. And then you guys were downloading a lot of the episodes, and I felt really good about myself. That was the trip, though, guys. Can you believe that? That was the trip. So that's the update. That's what I've been doing. And now we're back. The new job's really good. I'll tell you guys more about that later. I like to keep these episodes to 30 minutes or less if it's just me, because I don't want to talk your ear off when it's just me. It's not very fun if I don't have other people. But that's what I've been up to. We have some really fun things going at the podcast. So thank you guys so much. Thank you for the love. We're on YouTube now. These audio files are on YouTube. We're going to get video coming. I don't know when we're going to get video, so I'm not going to tell you when because I don't know. But we're going to get that going as soon as we can. We're going to have a new logo coming. We got a Ficonomy coming. We got a Kyle Talks with My Wife that will finally be coming out. We should be. That's probably already recorded by the time you're hearing this. But guys, we're doing great things. I got home. God's good. We got a new job. And I'm young. We don't have everything figured out, but we're sure as heck trying. So thank you for being a part of this journey with me. Let's ride. It's time to go. It's time to go. So please make sure to like and review this podcast. Leave me a comment. Review the podcast. Let me know how bad or good I am. Share this podcast episode on your social medias and tag me at Kyle the Horton on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads. I would love to connect with you guys on there. Please connect with me. Please share the show. I would love and love and love to talk to you. Hit me up anytime. And then like this video on YouTube, subscribe, share it with some of your homies, and tag me on all that good stuff. I'll love you 5 ever. ever. You guys are amazing, and don't ever forget, you are extremely valued and extremely loved, even if you don't know it. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye, Connor. Peace.